الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: وظللنا عليكم الغمام وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى، كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. In our last lesson, we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed the Banu Israel. Allah gave them the Kitab, the Torah. The foolish ones from the Bani Israel, they did not want to believe, they did not want to accept that that word, the Torah, is the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He seized and He destroyed that segment of the foolish ones of the community of Banu Israel with a thunderbolt that destroyed them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His favor, then raised them and He restored their lives so that they could become from the grateful ones and the sincere believers again. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now counts upon the Bani Israel another ni'mah. Allah says, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ, and we shaded you with clouds, and we sent upon you man and salwa. Then Allah says, now eat from the wholesome and pure things that we provided you with. Allah says, they, the Banu Israel, they did not wrong us in any way, وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, rather they wronged themselves. This verse refers to an incident that happened in Wadi Tih, that is the wilderness of Tih. Banu Israel, the Israelites, they belong to Syria. They actually came from Syria. And in the time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the Banu Israel, they migrated from Syria and they came to Egypt. And during that time, Syria was Sham. Syria came under the rule, the domination of a group of people called the Amalika. And now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was living in Egypt. So the Banu Israel, they lived in Egypt with him and they settled there until the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came. Banu Israel, they were in Egypt. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun and his hosts, his armies, the Banu Israel were living in peace, they were living in ease in Egypt. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Banu Israel to wage war with the Amalika, to go back to Syria and wage war with them in order for them to free their land and to get back their homeland. So here the Banu Israel, they accepted this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they started on the expedition. But when they learnt about the military strength of the Amalika, then they lost courage and they did not want to fight. So they disobeyed the command of Allah. Upon disobeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the Banu Israel in a tih, in a wilderness. And they remained in this wilderness for a period of 40 years. Mufassiri mentioned that they couldn't even go back to Egypt, so they had to remain there in that wilderness. And this wilderness was not even vast. It was just about a matter of 10 kilometers lying between Misr, Egypt and Sham. And they had to remain here. Mufassirin mentioned that every day in the morning, the Banu Israel, they would take a long day march towards the side of Egypt. And at night they would become tired, so they would sleep. And they would say to themselves that the next day, inshallah, the next morning, we will continue from where they had stopped. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make it such that the next day they would find themselves in the very same place where they had started walking from the previous day. So they would walk again. Every day they would do that. For a period of 40 years they remained in this wilderness. Wilderness wad, iti, in Arabic, wilderness means ti. It means to lose one's way. And this was exactly the condition of the Banu Israel in that wilderness. This wilderness, there was no food here, there was no drink, there were no trees, there were no buildings in this place. It was just a barren land. And here the Banu Israel requested Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide them with some food and some drink. And Nabi Musa here in this place, he began to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah responded to his call. And this is the meaning of this verse where Allah says, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ, then Allah shaded you with clouds. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaded them, Mufassirin mentioned, Allah shaded them with a thin white cloud that would protect them from the heat of the sun. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى, and in this place now they were hungry, When they would begin to starve, there was no food. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would then provide them with man and salwa. Man in Arabic signifies a gift, a favor from the side of Allah. Here it refers to, Mufassirin mentioned in this context, it refers to a sweet dish, or translated as honeydew. Allah would provide them with this honeydew in abundance. What else Allah gave them? As-salwa. As-salwa refers to a bird, a certain type of bird, translated as a quail. So Allah gave them this bird. Allah made it such that this bird would fly right at their reach, very near them, so it wouldn't become difficult for them to catch this bird. So when they would become hungry, they could just easily catch the bird, and then they would eat this food. As-salwa. Allah says, now, kulu min tayyibat. Eat from the wholesome and pure things that we provided you with. When they would become thirsty, Mufassirin mentioned that Allah would instruct Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to strike the rock with his staff, and then water would gush forth from this rock, and this is how they would drink and quench their thirst. Allah made it such that their clothing wouldn't even wear out in this wilderness. Their clothing wouldn't even become old, it wouldn't even become dirty. And the clothing of their children, the clothing of their children would grow as the children would grow up in life. So they didn't even have to buy clothing for their children, and the children wouldn't even become, the clothing of the children wouldn't even become dirty. So this is how these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah conferred upon the Bani Israel in that time. Allah now tells them that eat from the wholesome and the pure things that we provided you with. But Banu Israel, what did they do? Allah says, wama zalamuna. They didn't harm us, they didn't oppress us in any way. Allah told them to eat, but they would store food for the future. They would hoard the food. They wouldn't eat. So they would eat whatever they need, and then they would hoard for the future, worrying about the future. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't provide us the next day. This is how they would think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sometimes, Mufassiri mentioned that sometimes the food would even begin to rot. So in that way, they harmed themselves, and they didn't harm Allah in any way. Allah says, wama zalamuna. They didn't harm us, walakin kanu anfusahum yazlimun. The reality of the matter is that they were only harming themselves by doing that. Inshallah, we'll continue the details of the story in the next verse. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.